Well, I think it'll take time to get to know them. Like anything right now, we talk as much as you can. One thing I don't do is I don't bother guys outside of here. I'm not a big guy like that. Hey, mothering them, because I think we're all professionals. They're grown men. We're grown men. But he's been good when he's been in the building. He's got a great personality. And we're just, hoping that we get a big year out of him. I think he wants to have a big year as well.
Don Cherry is a guy.
Gunther Cunningham used to tell us a little bit was he was a throwback player, fairly was a throwback player, that you could just let him go out there and do his thing, and he wasn't really necessarily a weight room guy or a structure guy. Mm-hmm. Do you think you need structure? Are you going to give them that? Or
Well, that's part of what we're going to do. We're going to have structure here, so he's going to have weightlifting. He's going to have things that he's going to have to take care of, and so that's part of our whole program is to making sure there's a structure, there's something to follow, there's a plan to follow, and there's not going to be a whole lot of freelance and a whole lot of. We want guys to be football players, but to just say a guy's going to okay, you go ball, but we're not going to do that.
How confident are you that he's going to embrace that?
I think he will. I think the one thing is Nick likes football. And for guys who like football, if you give them things to do and they feel good about it, they'll do it.
Don Cherry's been a guy who's done a lot of different things in this defense, from nickel to safety, cornerback at times. How do you see him fitting into what you're trying to do with James here now, too? How does his role change?
Well, I don't think his role changes at all. I think Don gives you great flexibility. Having been around the league that, guys like Don are hard to come by. Smart enough to play a bunch of different positions, but also having the physical ability to do it. So he's a pretty valuable piece for us, and I know he does a great job on special teams. So guys like that, you have to have your starters, but you got to have a lot of guys like Don Cherry on your team if you want to win.
And Van Noy, too. Is Van Noy as advertised?
Yeah, he's going to be fine. It's hard to tell right now. No pads and all that stuff, but he learns well. He can run. He has all the things that we think that we thought when we drafted him. Well, we saw that he had a nice little burst off the edge, and he could run and bend and possibly give you some pass rush. So anytime you have a guy that could possibly give you any type of pass rush in this league, you want to make sure you further examine him and see if he can really do it. So that's what we did with him.
Notice you talked to some of the veterans off to the side. I was just talking about Levy, and he said, you're really receptive to player input. Can you just talk about that philosophy, maybe where you got it? You've always been that way? Or?
Yeah, I think it's as far as player input, I think that's the important thing because we don't play the game. So we put the schemes together. We have a structure of how we see our defense. And a lot of times a player will come to you after he's been in it, studied it, and say, hey, is there a way we can do this? Because this is a little better for all of us out here. And then we look at it, and if it is, we make the decision and do what they say. Jim always talks about intellectual property. They have intellectual property, too, because they're on the field playing. And they're going to come back with some really good feedback sometimes for you, and you have to listen to it, because if not, then what happens is a lot of times they'll turn you off because they don't want to listen. They're like, well, he doesn't listen to me. Why should I listen to him? So.